December 22nd, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, pray for a victory of truth in this battle of control of your nation. Satan is campaigning against the security of this country by convoluting facts about the coronavirus, distorting the truth of election results, and encouraging fear as to religious gatherings. These lies serve to weaken the spirit of your nation. In the political world, the father of lies has brought about betrayal of those who are close to your president, undermining a strong effort to expose the fraud of the election. I am your strength and your provision. Trust in these truths. Be united in these truths. Your unity is the most important weapon now. Be united in prayer. A great weapon of evil is fear. Fear conquers the truth and divides. If you are wasting your time in fear, your prayers will be weakened. Pray with faith-filled hearts. Satan is doing everything he can to discourage this. These days, prayer is your strongest weapon in support of the truth. Be valiant in your prayer effort. A note is given to read 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and he who fears is not perfected in love. Another note is given to read Jude chapter 17, verse 23. But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, in the last time there will be scoffers following their own ungodly passions. It is these who set up divisions, worldly people devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And convince some who doubt. Save some by snatching them out of the fire. On some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.